No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Huge news, Wayfair shoppers! You still have time to score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair. Ship fast and easy, just in time for the holidays. Shop Wayfair Cyber Week now through December 7th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to the Fantasy Football Happy Hour podcast. I'm Matt, and we have made it to week 12 of the NFL season. Hard to believe, but we are one step closer to the big Thanksgiving extravaganza, which will come next week. I will probably be on a little bit earlier next week so that we can talk about all of the Thursday games, because it won't just be one, it'll be three. But as we dive into week 12, let's talk about what we saw on Thursday night. It was a massive matchup in the AFC. Both the Buffalo Bills, who came in 7-3, and the Houston Texans, who came in 5-5, needed a victory. The Texans pull off the 23-19 victory. Josh Allen, after scoring 6 touchdowns the week prior, was held with 0 touchdowns on Thursday night. Rough if you played him in fantasy. He also had 2 interceptions. James Cook, a little bit of a bounce back, 116 yards and a touchdown. But this Texans defense, no joke, a couple big passing touchdowns to Christian Kirk and Jaden Higgins from Davis Mills, who continues to do a nice job. Woody Marks seems like he's settled in kind of as the RB1, 74 yards on 16 carries. Pretty good. But the big story was the Texans defense, 8 sacks on Josh Allen. You don't see him get beat up and sacked that much very often. So quite a big turn of events. Bills now 7-4. They are now 2.5 games behind the Patriots right now, or 2 full games, excuse me, behind the Patriots right now. Could be 2.5 games if the Patriots get a victory and move to 10 wins. It is looking less and less likely they're going to be able to make a run to the top of the AFC East, which could leave them in kind of a precarious position. Well, that's what happened on Thursday. Let's talk about some other games of the week. The international series is over. There are not a lot of exceptional games, but we do get some good games in spotlight windows, which is the good news of the early games today. The one that most catches my eye, the 8-2 Indianapolis Colts, fresh off a bye, taking on the 5-5 Kansas City Chiefs, who've lost their last 2 games and really, really, really need a victory. This is a big one. If the Chiefs fall below 500 this late in the season, I think their run to the playoffs could be basically null and void. But for the Colts, they're still in first place. They'd still be in first place even with a loss, but they've got to start winning some of these games to show that they have what it takes to make it in the playoffs. I know this is a big test for Daniel Jones as well. In the late window, there are a lot of curious late window games. A lot of West Coast teams are on byes this week, but the best of them is the Philadelphia Eagles at the Dallas Cowboys. Can the Cowboys get one over on the Eagles? These two teams were very close when they played to open the season, so we'll see how it shakes out. Sunday Night Football, another good one. Tampa Bay Buccaneers still reeling, still looking for wins against a very hot Los Angeles Rams team. This is the last of the really brutal schedule, I think, for Tampa Bay, but they are still without Bucky Irving, which is rough for both them and for those of us that play fantasy. Monday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers, who are actually in this race. If the Buccaneers lose Sunday night, the Panthers could be literally in a record-wise tie atop the division with a win on Monday night, could actually go in front. So we'll see. Can it happen there in San Francisco? The 49ers also need wins, chasing a playoff slot and chasing both the Seahawks and the Rams in their own division. So those are a look at the games of the week. Let's talk about some sit-start lineup option.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Last week wasn't bad. We'll take a look at the Week 11 starts. I went with Caleb Williams at quarterback, Devon Achane at running back, Rashee Rice at receiver, and Dalton Schultz at tight end. Achane and Schultz hit. Caleb Williams, only quarterback 22, did not have a big day. The Bears did win, but he was not great. Rashee Rice did get some volume, but not enough production against a good Denver defense. Ended up with wide receiver 34, so 2-2 in that group. My sits, I took Bryce Young, Kamani Vidal, Jerry Jeudy, and TJ Hockenson. I was 3-1. That one coming from Bryce Young, who knew that they were going to make him look like a superstar in Atlanta? He threw 448 yards and 3 touchdowns. Let's hope I fare a little bit better. Again, I picked one start and one sit from each of the key fantasy positions. Starting at quarterback, my start is Drake May. Look, he has been great this year. He's sitting at QB2 through 11 weeks. This week, he gets the Cincinnati Bengals. The Patriots have a chance to become the first 10-win team in the league if he can get this win. And May has been a huge part of that success. I think it's wheels up for him this week. My sit is Tyrod Taylor. Look, the Jets made the switch to Taylor this week. The hope is that he'll stabilize the passing game. And while the Jets' offense as a whole is not that great, it's a nice theory that Taylor will come in and maybe make the most of it, but I think the Jets lack consistent passing weapons. I don't love the matchup this week, and I don't think Fields was the Jets' only problem, so I don't think Taylor will be the only answer. There is a Jet I do like this week. Switching over to running backs, I'm in on Breece Hall. Hall has been the best part of the Jets' offense. He's running back 14 this season. I expect them to continue to lean on him in the running game and feed him in the passing game. He should be in your lineup. But a running back I'm not playing, going back to that Patriots game, I'm not playing Chase Brown of the Cincinnati Bengals. Look, he is a workhorse back that has yielded good results. He's RB17 going into this game. I can see why you would want to slot him in your lineup. But you can't run on the Patriots. The Bengals are hosting the Patriots on Sunday. And it's possible that Brown gets enough passing volume to squeak into RB2 numbers, but I'm just not counting on it. I don't think he's going to have a very good day on the ground. He is a sit for me. What about wide receivers? Well, I tell you who I'm starting. That's Davante Adams. He's starting to look more and more like perhaps the greatest acquisition of the offseason. The Rams are 8-2, and while Puka Nacua has been great and soaking up a lot of headlines, he's not the only great passing asset. Did you know Adams is currently wide receiver 7 on the season? He has 10 receiving touchdowns already. He's been a huge red zone threat and a big part of the Rams' success. I think that's going to continue on Sunday night against the Buccaneers. Meanwhile, I am sitting Darnell Mooney. Look, it's been a lost season for Mooney. Now, it's kind of a lost season for the Falcons, but with Kirk Cousins back at quarterback and Drake London struggling with a knee injury, there might be an opportunity for Mooney. You might be tempted to put him back in your lineup, too. I'm just not there. Cousins hasn't been great, and Mooney has been a non-factor. I think it could be a long day in New Orleans. Well, that is wide receivers. What about tight ends? Well, my start this week is Juwan Johnson. Johnson has been a factor for the Saints at tight end all season. He sits at tight end 7 on the season, and he's been a reliable target in this offense with Rashid Shaheed in Seattle. Johnson's role has been even more vital. The Saints are actually favored at home this week, and I like Johnson as a start. My sit, meanwhile, Cade Otton. I like Otton. I like the talent. But the consistent targets just aren't there. Otton comes into week 12, is only tight end 22. He's facing a tough Rams defense on the road. I just don't think he gets enough volume to be a good start. So that is my sit start predictions for week 12. How about picks against the spread? Well, week 11 was better. 6-9. That got me up to 76-88. Week 12 has started out strong. I took the Houston Texans plus 5.5. I just thought that was too big of a spread, even though I thought Buffalo would win. So that worked out for me. I'm 77-88 going into Sunday. I took the Pittsburgh Steelers plus 3.5 in Chicago. I think the Bears will win this, but they aren't winning by a lot. They are minus 6 in point differential, despite being 7-3. I took the New England Patriots minus 8.5 in Cincinnati. I sweated this one out a little bit when I thought Joe Burrow might come back, but it is another week of Joe Flacco. I think this Patriots defense is good enough, and their offense has been humming. I think they will get to 10 wins easily. I took the Detroit Lions minus 10.5 at home against the Giants. Jameis Winston starting again. It's a lost season for the Giants. I like what the Lions are doing. I took the Minnesota Vikings plus 6.5 against the Green Bay Packers. I think the Packers will get the win at home, but I think this one is going to be less than a touchdown. I took the Seattle Seahawks minus 12.5 on the road in Tennessee. I think the Seahawks need and want to bounce back. They have been a good road team this year. I took the Colts plus 3.5 on the road in Kansas City. I think the Chiefs will pull out a win because they are the more desperate team, but I think this is a tight game. I took the Jets plus 13.5 on the road in Baltimore. Look, the Ravens are going to win this game. Are they going to win this game by 2 touchdowns? I'm a little dubious about that. I took the Cleveland Browns plus 3.5 in Las Vegas against the Raiders. I think the Raiders will get the outright victory, but this one, another one, not going to be a big blowout. I took the Jacksonville Jaguars minus 2.5 on the road in Arizona. I think the Jags will get the win and move to 7-4 and keep locking up that playoff position. I took the Dallas Cowboys plus 3.5 at home against the Eagles. I think the Eagles will win, but another game where I think it's going to be tight. These two teams played each other very tight on opening day. The Eagles offense is not blowing anyone away. I took the Atlanta Falcons plus 2.5. On the road in New Orleans. I think Kirk Cousins can get a win there. I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers plus 6.5 on the road in Los Angeles. I think the Rams will get the win, but I think the Bucs are going to keep it close. Both teams very motivated. And I took the Panthers plus 7.5 on the road in San Francisco for the same reason. I think the 49ers are going to win. I think the NFC West teams win these two primetime games, but I think the NFC South teams are good enough to keep these games close. So that is my picks against the spread. That is a look at all of week 12. I will be back probably on Wednesday or maybe even early Thursday morning as a Turkey Day present to talk about week 13 because it is such a big one in the NFL. Looking forward to that. Until then, have a wonderful Sunday.